audience, Roman's countrymen. It's stage direction with Zoe Larson coming.
Morena, Zoe.
Morena.
How are you?
Good.
A woman of many hats, many radio hats.
Yeah.
We've got the theatre hat on today.
Yep, theatre hat. I wonder what it would be like, a court jester, I reckon.
Yes.
Court jester hat. Anyway, yes, theatre guide. We're sort of in the summer slumber of theatre at the moment. Basement theatre's shut till the 2nd of February. And then February's always a crazy month with Pride and Fringe Fest.
Yeah.
But the main theatre event that's on the horizon at the moment is Shakespeare in the Park.
Shakespeare in the Park.
Which is a staple.
It is.
That starts at the Pump House on the 23rd of January. So there's still a week and a bit to go, but I thought I would talk about it anyway.
Yeah, I'm pleased that we're doing this because it is one of those things that is just like legendary. Wherever you grow up, there's a Shakespeare in the Park.
Oh, yeah,
you
know? Yeah. I think my mum did it one time. Like, you're somehow connected to Shakespeare in the park. You've got some connection.
Everyone's half a degree of separation. tell us about it. What's happening?
Yeah, so the thing about Shakespeare in the Park is every year they do a tragedy and a comedy and they orientate it, I think, each night. And this year it's going to be Hamlet and Much Ado About Nothing at the Pump House. And that's going to be on for a month. So it goes from the 23rd of January all the way to the 20th of February.
Awesome.
So you could go see both. You could go see one multiple times. It's really up to you. Or you could not see it at all. But I thought I would share some facts.
Yes.
About the two plays, which I've been looking up. So Hamlet, aka The Lion King, is where Hamlet's father, the king, has died, and his ghost comes back and tells him he was murdered by his uncle, and Hamlet doesn't know whether to trust the ghost, and it's a tragedy, so as you can imagine, everything all goes pear-shaped, and it's terrible. Terrible time.
If you've seen The Lion King, you will know.
Yeah. Well, The Lion King has a happy ending.
Yeah. Hamlet. You'll have to go and
Disney
watch it
for you. But something I found out when I was looking up what to talk about is that this play coined the phrases that we now use, which is you have to be cruel to be kind.
Ah. Oh.
And something being rotten. Like, oh, that's rotten.
That's so. Let me use that in a sentence. Yeah. That's rotten.
But the craziest fact that I found out was that the very, very famous line, to be or not to be, that is the question.
Mm.
In the first printed edition, that wasn't it at all.
Whoa. Ah.
It was to be or not to be. Aye, that's the point.
Oh, no, that's not half as good, is it? No.
Not at all.
It doesn't have the same ring to it, does it?
I wonder how he decided to change that. Maybe he was like, it's just not working.
Yeah, there's something about this play. Why isn't this a hit?
You know what I reckon? If I change this one line, that'll fix everything.
That saying really did take off, though, didn't it?
It did. Mm. See it on so many
things.
Like cards and stuff.
I'm always constantly amazed by how many random like words that we use quite regularly, or phrases, or you know, sayings, either came from Shakespearean plays or were literally invented by Shakespeare. Like a word was like, I haven't got the right word for this concept, so I'm just going to make one up. And now we use it all the time. It's always crazy to me.
On that note, when I was talking about this out in the lounge, Hannah gave me a fact that was, you know how people often attribute the word elbow to Shakespeare?
I didn't, but
no,
that's cool.
I didn't know that either.
Oh. Anyway, well, they do.
Okay.
But it turns out he didn't invent the word elbow, but he invented the verb elbowing, like to elbow someone.
Ooh.
So there you go.
Wow.
He's a very clever man, isn't he?
He was. Although apparently he was 10 people.
Yes, there's so many theories about
it. It's so mysterious. What an aura of mystique to have.
I reckon that would be a good thing. You know, there's always the like, if you had a time machine, where would you go? And I mean, there's a lot of very probably useful and sensible and moral things you could do with a time machine, but a slightly frivolous one would, I'd like to go back and be like, okay, who was the Shakespeare machine?
Yeah,
what
go
was
to
going
Stratford
on here?
Upon Avon.
Check it all out.
Anyway, so that's all my Hamlet facts.
Good
but
facts.
There aren't as many about Much to Do About Nothing, except for the very salacious in the 1993 movie. Kenneth Branagh and Emma Thompson got together, and then that all fell apart when he was in Frankenstein with Helena Bonham Carter.
Oh, the drama.
And Helena Bonham Carter was also in an adaptation of Hamlet.
This is like...
So there you go.
This is like Shakespearean... Two degrees of separation right there for you.
Yeah.
Shakespearean Woman's Weekly. going on up here.
Oh my God. But Much Ado About Nothing is the comedy that's on this Shakespeare in the Park, and it's just lots of witty banter between Benedict and Beatrice. And scholars think that Shakespeare based it on a classic Italian epic poem,
which
I found quite interesting. And the poem was called Orlando Furioso. But an even better fact about Much Ado About Nothing, and then I'll sign off and I'll go home.
I'm loving these facts.
The lead singer of Green Day... ...wrote the music for a rock opera adaptation of Much Ado About Nothing.
Has it been released?
Must have a niche audience.
And it's called These Paper Bullets.
Wow.
That's probably a line in the play, I would assume.
Did they have guns back... my brain is really... Did they have guns back in Shakespeare times?
Maybe it's like fierce with your words, like a paper bullet.
I don't know.
It's coming for you. That is a good fact.
Yeah, it's set in 1960s London.
Well, there we go. This is a whole lot of very good facts. Thank you very much, Zoe.
Anyway, it's not even on this week, but in 2 weeks, on the 23rd of January, you can go and watch these plays.
Get a bit of Shakespeare. Sounds good.
Book your tickets now.
Yeah.
I reckon that'd be a very fun one. Hey, thank you very much, Zoe, for bringing us Much Ado About Nothing and Hamlet this morning. You can watch The Lion King in the meantime to bridge the gap. Why not? Cheers.
That was Stage Direction with Zoe Larson-Cumming.
Thank you very much, Zoe. All right.